Reach Out and Respond.
Welcome to the Relevant Radio Reach Out and Respond Summer Pledge Drive.
Call now.
Hey, this is the Cale Clark Show, and I am he, Cale Clark. Welcome to the show. Man, we're going to have a great show today, and I'm so excited to talk about our main conversation piece for today. But first, before we get rolling with this, as we do each hour during the pledge drive, we're going to ask Our Lady's intercession to end abortion in America and all around the world, and also for success in this Reach Out and Respond campaign. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was ever left unaided. Inspired with this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, our Mother. To thee do we come, before thee we stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not our petitions, but in thy mercy, hear and answer us. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, you can follow me on Twitter at Cale Clark, C-A-L-E, Clark with an E. And if you do that, if you check it out, you're going to see an interesting video that I posted from Boston Robotics. They have created robots that can do a lot of different stuff, including parkour. And if you don't know what parkour is, check out the video. It is, it's pretty mind-boggling. It's exciting and maybe a little bit frightening at the same time what artificial intelligence can do right now. So we're going to be talking about that a little bit today, because if you're a Tesla enthusiast, we've talked about Tesla on the program before. If you're a Tesla enthusiast, today is a day that you're really excited, because coming up later on at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. on the West Coast, Tesla is going to have its first ever AI Day, Artificial Intelligence Day, and they'll be streaming this event. It's going to be pretty fascinating. We'll tell you about that in just a second. The world's most valuable automaker, headed up by one of the world's most charismatic and controversial CEOs, Elon Musk, is going to be talking about artificial intelligence, Tesla, the road ahead. And so when we think about all this, when we think about what's going on with machine learning, with AI, is there a ghost in the machine? Specifically, is the Holy Ghost in the machine? What does God have to do with this? Should we be concerned about this as Catholics? Is this a good thing? Is this a bad thing? I want to hear your take. 1-888-914-9149 is the toll-free line to call on the Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio. And I got to say this, there's a really, really fascinating piece that appeared last month in the New York Times, written by Linda Kinsler, and it was kind of an opinion piece called Can Silicon Valley Find God? Now, of course, most of the tech companies are based there in Silicon Valley in California. And there's just I'm going to start with this, a really interesting quote in the article. One of the people that Linda Kinsler interviewed was Paul Taylor, who used to work at Oracle out in Silicon Valley, but he is now a Protestant pastor at the Peninsula Bible Church in Palo Alto, California, which is, of course, the home of Apple Computer, used to be anyways, now they're out in Cupertino, and a lot of tech companies are out in Palo Alto. And so he went from Silicon Valley to the Protestant seminary, if you will. And he told Linda Kinsler, writing for the New York Times, about an epiphany that he had one night, a spiritual epiphany having to do with technology. He was watching a movie with his family, and he was using his Amazon Echo device to turn the lights back on. And this is kind of next level stuff. Do you guys remember the clapper? You know, clap on, clap off, the clapper. Remember that? Well, that was really cool at the time. Obviously, things have gone next level. So Paul Taylor, who used to work at Oracle and now he's a Protestant minister, he's watching a movie with his family and he commands the Amazon Echo device. And what he said was this. He said, quote, I realized at one point that what I was doing was calling forth light. I was calling forth light and darkness with the power of my voice. And that's exactly what God did in the book of Genesis. He said, let there be light. And there was light. And now I'm able to do that. Is that a good thing? Is that a bad thing? Is it completely neutral? I don't know. It's certainly convenient. I certainly appreciate it. But is it affecting my soul at all? The fact that I'm able to do this thing that previously only God could do. End of quote. That's a really fascinating question. What is the effect of technology on our soul? Does it degrade our faith in any way? Can it assist our faith? Can it degrade our humanity at some level? I want to hear from you. 1-888-914-9149 is the number to call. So I'm going to get into that New York Times piece in just a minute. And producer Lucas, my call screen has kind of died on me here, speaking of tech. So you can just whisper in my ear if there's a phone call that's coming in. So you can call right now, 888-914-9149. You can also email the program later on if you have a question or comment, stuff you'd like us to cover on the show. If you have a take on the show, KLCALE at relevantradio.com is the email address. And once again, you can follow me on Twitter at Kale Clark, C-A-L-E, Clark with an E. So again, as I said, Tesla is going to be pulling off AI Day today, Artificial Intelligence Day. And there's been a lot of controversy about Tesla in the news recently. I'm going to get into that in just a second. But this is something that they've had these sort of like special days focused on technology quite often over the last few years. And in fact, Dana Hall, who was writing in Bloomberg News today, she talked about the fact that in April of 2019, Tesla held its first ever Autonomy Day at its headquarters in Palo Alto, California. And Elon Musk, that's where he kind of laid out this vision of robo-taxis, that with autonomous driving, which is being worked on, it's not perfect yet, but it's a lot of companies are working on it, including Tesla. The idea of robo-taxi services, where people can be driving these electric cars that are autonomous, they can almost like in sort of Uber fashion, rent them out to people. People could be working in the back seat, watching a movie. You don't have to worry about driving. Everything's completely safe. Human error is kind of taken out of the picture when it comes to accidents, going to drive accidents way down, impaired driving, all that sort of stuff. That's the idea. So that was a big day, Autonomy Day, back in 2019. And that raised more than $2 billion. Wall Street investors were so impressed by this that they gave Tesla $2 billion to play with. And then last year in 2020, there was Battery Day, September 2020, at the Fremont, California factory where Tesla makes a lot of their cars. And really, Battery Day was all about how they wanted to build their own battery cells in-house, kind of control the whole stack. They continue to get battery tech from other suppliers around the world. But their own battery cells, which are known as 4680s, which are much, much bigger than other types of batteries, they're not quite in high production yet. So that's why you probably heard of the Cybertruck. We've talked about this on the program before. This is something out of Blade Runner. If you haven't seen the Tesla Cybertruck, it will blow you away. This thing, there's nothing on the road that looks like this. And whatever you think of it, you have to admit, it's pretty unique. So you can Google some images of that if you want. But anyways, now they're having AI Day. And one of the reasons why they're doing this is because they're recruiting the best engineers in the world. A lot of the best engineers out there, they don't want to work for Apple. Some of them do, obviously. Let's not kid ourselves. But a lot of people, the plum job, the company that they all want to work for is Tesla, because they're doing all this exciting stuff. So they're trying to attract the best and brightest. They're trying to keep investors interested in the company. So there's going to be a keynote tonight by Elon Musk. There's going to be software demos. People can ride in the new Tesla vehicle, the Model S Plaid, which is it's an electric car. Folks, this is an electric car that is the fastest production car ever made. It can go from 0 to 60 in 1.9 seconds. That's a pretty phenomenal piece of engineering. So they're going to be talking about autonomous driving, supercomputing, designing software chips. All kinds of things are going to be revealed at AI Day. So a lot of people in the tech world are really, really big on this. But again, is this a good thing? Is this a bad thing? The United States Transport Association is investigating a major tragedy that's happened with Tesla on more than one occasion, in that Teslas, which are in autonomous mode, which is not perfect yet. Perfect autonomous driving is considered to be level 5 autonomous driving. And they're not there yet, but there are beta testers that are out there using the system. I can't remember what level they're at right now. I think it might be level 3 or something like this. And there's been a few cases where Tesla vehicles have crashed into parked cars, including emergency vehicles. And one especially tragic incident that was written up in the New York Times this week, in which George Brian McGee, a finance executive in Florida, was driving home in his Tesla Model S, which was operating on autopilot. And he dropped his phone. He was distracted a little bit. He went down to pick it up. And while he was picking up that phone, the Tesla crashed into, went through a red light and smashed into a parked Chevrolet Tahoe, killing a 22-year-old college student named Nibel Benavides. So that was a tragic incident, and that's been in the media. There's a lot of controversy about this, but that's just what's going on with Tesla is just one level of the whole question of artificial intelligence. So what is there a spiritual angle to this? The Pope has even weighed in on this. He's even given his two cents on this. And I'm going to tell you what he said about this, what other theologians are talking about when it comes to technology and faith very, very soon later in this program. So please stick with us here on the Cale Clark Show. If you have a take on this, call in 888-914-9149. You can also tweet at me at Cale Clark, C-A-L-E, Clark with an E. And right now, Father Rocky has a special word for you here during our Reach Out and Respond pledge drive.
This week is just flying by, and we have only the rest of today and tomorrow to reach our need of $2.7 million. Hi, everyone. This is Father Rocky. And if you haven't had a chance to give yet, please consider becoming a member of our St. Joseph Recurring Gift Society. Our St. Joseph members donate at least $25 a month on a recurring basis. Knowing that we can count on those gifts every month reduces our mailing cost. Our St. Joseph Recurring Gift Society members receive several spiritual benefits throughout the year, including being remembered in prayer perpetually on the feast days of St. Joseph. You can learn more about that at relevantradio.com/Joseph. We have 100% dollar-for-dollar match this hour, so reach out and respond and have your gift of any amount doubled. Please call us at 877-291-0123, 877-291-0123, 877-291-0123, or relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app.
Tim Ray here, joining Cale Clark as we are about to get back in just a moment to the Cale Clark Show and this incredible conversation about artificial intelligence, self-driving cars, Elon Musk, Tesla, you name it. Cale, I'm joining you because we are asking people, this is the final opportunity that people have to support Relevant Radio during the hour of the Cale Clark Show. And we are asking people to step up, step out in faith, to reach out and respond. Numbers 1-877-291-0123 to donate, or the easiest and quickest way, relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to donate now.
And you know what? I've kind of set an audacious target today, Timory. We're going to try to raise $75,000 this hour. It's a leap of faith. We've never done it before. But you know what? I've just looked at the generosity of people all day long on Relevant Radio, during Patrick Madrid's show, during Father Simon Says, during The Inner Life, during the Drew Mariani show. It's just been so incredible. During the Mass and during the Faith Explained program earlier today, people have been stepping up to the plate. And it's so incredible because today we have a 100% matching hour, a partnership challenge that's happening right now this hour. So hey, if one person, if one generous soul who has the means and God has put it on this person's heart to give $35,000 in the next 5 minutes, guess what? We're done. Because guess what? That'll be matched 100%. That'll be matched 100%, and there's our 75. And so I really think we can do it. We've got a bit of a hill to climb. We're getting closer to our goal this week, Timory, but we're not quite there yet. But I have faith it's going to happen. I trust that our listeners are going to step up, our Relevant Radio family. You know what? I know not everybody can give, and if you can't give, that's okay. We're going to ask you to pray. Please pray, because it's kind of like tuition, right? You can endow an education in the faith for someone else, someone who can't afford to give, but they listen to Relevant Radio all the time. You can give and make this possible, reaching the world for Christ through the media. 1-877-291-0123. Operators are standing by, or go online at relevantradio.com or through the app.
And people are stepping up. We can reach the 75,000 this hour. Trevor from Naperville, Illinois has donated this week saying that he loves the very topics of the Cale Clark Show. So thank you to Trevor and anyone who supported Relevant Radio and the Cale Clark Show. Please, we're trying to reach 75,000 this hour. We have special gifts just for you. Head over to relevantradio.com where you can see the gifts we have to give for you. Every dollar's matched. Matching dollar, dollar for dollar, we double what you give us. 1-877-291-0123. Donate now.
Faith, facts, and fun. It's the Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio.
And we are having a lot of fun today on the Cale Clark Show. And I just want to remind you also, everybody who's listening, everybody who's donating right now, thank you for your generosity. If you call that number, 877-291-0123. I got to remind people that my daughter, Michaela, she has promised that if we're able to raise $100,000 over 2 days, so yesterday we got to, I think, 36,000 and something, and today we've really got audacious and asked for $75,000. We're going to try to raise that for Relevant Radio this hour. It's kind of a vote of confidence for the Cale Clark Show, and I'll tell you what, if we get to this 100,000 mark this hour, Michaela is going to tell her joke. She's been working on her kid jokes. So stick around for that. She's really excited. It's a highlight of the pledge drive for us every time we do it. So that's coming up soon. Stand by for that. But we were talking before the break about artificial intelligence. It's AI day today for Tesla. A big presentation will be streaming at 8 p.m. And of course, you'll be checking that out later. You'll check out the highlights because, of course, you'll be praying the family rosary across America at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central. So pray, because we got to know how to deal with this as Catholics. We've got to figure this out. And I have to figure out some things, too. We've had some callers call in and correct me on my pronunciation. Apparently, the city in Silicon Valley in California that I've been referring to as Palo Alto is not, in fact, Palo Alto. It's Palo Alto. So I find that implausible. I mean, it's kind of like it's a boot. It's not a bout. I'm only kidding. I know I'm Canadian, but I honestly have never heard anybody say a boot, just for the record. But anyway, so thank you for the correction. I appreciate that. A little fact-checking there by the people, the good people of Palo Alto. No, I'm only kidding. Palo Alto. Okay, so I have been set straight on that. So let's talk a little bit about the spiritual implications of this before we go any farther here. Jack Jenkins recently wrote a piece in Crux magazine called The Holy Ghost and the Machine, Catholic Thinkers Tackle the Ethics of AI. You know, it's tough to be a moral theologian. if I was a moral theologian, that's a tough job because the game is changing, the field is changing all the time. And now you have to keep up with things, but how can timeless Catholic truth apply to these changing technologies, these things that we never dreamed were possible just even a few years ago? Stuff out of comic books and novels and fantasy movies are now becoming real. So this is a really important discussion. Pope Francis, as I mentioned before the break, Pope Francis himself has weighed in on this. He spoke about AI at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, back in 2018. And here's what he said. Here's a little quote from him. He said, "Artificial intelligence, robotics, and other technological innovations must be so employed that they contribute to the service of humanity and to the protection of our common home, rather than to the contrary, as some assessments unfortunately foresee," end of quote. So do they contribute? Do these technological innovations contribute to the service of humanity, or do they make us somewhat less human? I want to hear what you think about this. Call in 888-914-9149. We're going to go now to the phones. We're going to go to Buster, who is calling from Washington, D.C. Hi, Buster.
Hi, Cale. I just want to make a comment. I actually grew up in the Silicon Valley, somewhere around Palo Alto, mm-hmm. and I actually do work in tech. It just seemed, when I grew up there, it kind of seemed like there is a culture of sort of, you know, instead of just making technology to help human beings, it's kind of, oh, this is worshiping technology itself and what technology can do rather than what it should do. And regarding AI, you know, I'm afraid that if instead of like submitting technology to what's good for the common good, like Pope Francis was talking about, instead having this mindset where, oh, we worship it, we see what it can do, I'm afraid, you know, that you could put we could be like, well, let's put a gun in the hand of a AI controlled robot and let it make a decision about whether to shoot this person or not. So we need to, again, I think it's important that Pope Francis was right, and we need to submit, you know, technology to God and not worship technology like, you know, it's like the Tower of Babel, or like that. So.
Yeah, Buster, that's exactly what a lot of people were thinking of. And if you check out that video that I tweeted at Kale Clark on Twitter, the Boston Robotics machines that were doing parkour, very human-like, and a lot of people were saying that in the comments. How long is it going to be until they're weaponized? Until, you know, these are basically robotic soldiers who'll be programmed to fire, you know, maybe controlled remotely, like drones. What's going to happen then? And at some level, I know the military already has kind of robotic dogs that they use to, you know, sniff out areas where there might be bombs, and they can even detonate themselves. There's all this stuff that's out there. It's very much like the old Will Smith movie, I, Robot. You know, is this coming true? So there are a lot of ethical questions here, Buster, and I think you've hit on a lot of them. So I appreciate that call. That was Buster calling from Washington, D.C., who's in the tech industry, and he's a little bit concerned about this as well. Well, back to that article in Crux, there was a quote from Cardinal Gianfranco Ravasi, who is the president of the Pontifical Council for Culture. And he's concerned about this, too. And in fact, he actually wonders aloud whether or not the phrase artificial intelligence is, in fact, an oxymoron. Is there such a thing as artificial intelligence, or is that self-contradictory? And so a lot of AI scientists, they use this term electronic person, and he has a real problem with that as well. And so there was actually a conference, a roundtable that took place at the Dominican School of Philosophy and Theology in Berkeley, California, where a lot of speakers from the business world, from the technology world, it was kind of a cool idea. They were mixing together with academics, with theologians to talk about this issue. And one of the people who organized this event was Father Eric Salabier. And he said this, Father Eric Salabier said, "The church has always understood that technology is judged by morality. Technology is judged by morality." That's really important, because at one level, technology, almost like money, is really morally neutral. It's how you use it. It's how you apply it where the morality comes in. And you probably heard, of course, of machine learning. That's a big aspect of AI. What about machine ethics? Is there such a thing as machine ethics? Can these computers be taught to be ethical? Can these robots be in some way taught to be ethical? Can they operate that way? What about the ethical use of these programs? There's a lot that we have to consider here, and we will talk about this. We'll continue this conversation. There is a lot going on here at a theological level as well as at a technological level when it comes to AI. And we'll tell you, what does AI really mean? Anyways, it's hard to define at times, but we'll get to that. It's Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio. 888-914-9149 is the number to call. Michaela's coming up next after this pitch break, so stay tuned.
Welcome to the Cale Clark Show, which will be back with you in just a moment. This is Timory here with Cale Clark, and we're asking you to support this show, the Cale Clark Show, and all the shows at Relevant Radio by donating now. We're asking you to reach out and respond to us, as we are offering gifts to you as a thank you gift for supporting us. If you would like to donate, you can donate now easily. See the gifts we have to offer, relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app. We have this beautiful statue of Our Lady, Mother of God statue.
Gorgeous.
A beautiful 8-inch statue. We have Mary Endure of Knots, a framed print that is absolutely beautiful. An incredible devotion I've really fallen in love with. Awesome novena if you've not done it before. So please reach out, respond, relevantradio.com, Relevant Radio app, 1-877-291-0123.
You know, we have a lot of knots in our lives, Timory, that need to be undone, and Relevant Radio can help you to do that by getting you in touch with Christ, with the church, with your Catholic faith. And we want to undo the knots in other people's lives as well. That's why any gift that you make this hour, well, a couple good news for you, a couple numbers I want to throw your way. First of all, the number 100, because anything you give to Relevant Radio this hour to support the Cale Clark Show, guess what? It's going to be matched 100% by our partnership challenge. We have a group of donors that have banded together saying, we want to make it easier for people to have a much, much bigger impact. So $5 becomes 10, 10 becomes 20, 100 becomes 200, and on and on and on. 10,000 will become 20,000. And we can get to our goal of trying to raise $75,000 this hour. We can do it.
We and have 8,000 so far, 8,000. We're working
right.
our way there.
Okay, we'll do it. And the other thing, the other number I wanted to mention, Timory, is the number 10. Because Relevant Radio is going to give 10% of anything that we raise this hour to help relieve the suffering of those in Haiti who have been affected by, obviously, the devastating earthquake that happened there last weekend. The Catholic Church has pretty much been decimated as well. So we need to help them. We need to help the church get back on its feet. And we need to bring people practical help, water, food, medicine, clothing, shelter, bury the dead. It's one of the corporal works of mercy. We've got to be people that serve God with our head, heart, and hands. And so we got to be total Christians, total Catholics. And you can do that by giving to Relevant Radio, 877-291-0123 or relevantradio.com or through the app.
Kurt from California donated $7,000, especially for the Cale Clark Show, and he wants
you, Kurt,
to support Relevant Radio, as he said it, a haven in troubling times. So reach out, respond, donate now, relevantradio.com, where you can see the gifts we have for you as a thank you for your donation. Also, you can donate at the Relevant Radio app. The number is 1-877-291-0123.
The Relevant Radio Reach Out and Respond Summer Pledge Drive continues.
Reach out and respond.
Hey, it's Cale Clark joining you on the Cale Clark Show, oddly enough. But I'm glad to have you with me, and I'm glad to be joined now by a very special guest. But I promised you this would happen. I said that if we were able to raise over yesterday and today during our Reach Out and Respond Pledge Drive, if we were able to raise $100,000 for the campaign yesterday and today, I promised you that Michaela would come on, my daughter Michaela, who's 5 years old. She loves to tell jokes. She keeps telling people she works for Relevant Radio. Don't worry, it's not child labor. She's only kidding. And what does she do? She tells jokes. That's what she does. That's her job. So, Michaela, welcome back to the program. How are you?
Very good, thank you.
That's fantastic. So are you ready? Are you ready for your comedy set?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's hear it.
First joke. Okay. Why did the blind man fall down the well?
Why did the blind man fall down the well? I don't know. Why, Michaela?
Because he couldn't see that well.
He couldn't see that well. That's good. That's good. I like that. That is a quality kid joke, Mikhail. You're off to a good start. All right, what about joke number two?
Joke number two. What did one DNA say to the other DNA?
What did one DNA say to the other DNA?
Yeah.
Okay, folks, I haven't heard this one. Some of the jokes I have heard before, I'll admit, but I have not heard this one. So I'm curious to know, what did the one DNA say to the other DNA? Tell me, Michaela.
Did these jeans look good on me?
Do these jeans look good on me? Yeah. Yeah. That's a winner. That's a winner. Jennifer Fulweiler, look out. Michaela's coming for the throne. All right, what's the next one? What's the next one?
Joke three. What did one hat say to the other hat?
What did one hat say to the other hat? Tell me.
You stay here. I'm going on ahead.
I like that one. And Michaela, I do appreciate the fact that you're giving me some like absolutely new material. I do like that, because that way my laughs are more genuine. And so, no, but they're always good. They're always funny.
Guys, it's time for the next joke.
Okay, all right, let's keep going.
What did a pirate say on his 80th birthday?
What did the pirate say on his 80th birthday? I don't know. What?
Aye, matey.
Like it. I love it. I love it. Is that the last joke?
No.
Oh, there's one more? All right. Okay, hit me with it.
What do you call a nose with no body?
What do you call a nose with no body?
Yeah.
I don't know. Tell me.
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows. I like it, Michaela. I got to tell you, I think it's only a matter of time until you get your own show on Relevant Radio. So this is awesome. I really appreciate this.
Dad?
Yeah.
Dad, this is the last joke.
Oh, you got one more. Okay, bonus round. Okay, let's hit me with it. Let's go.
What do you call a sad strawberry?
What do you call a sad strawberry? I'm not sure.
A blueberry.
A blueberry. Man, this is comedy gold. I love it. I love it. Well, Michaela, I think we're going to raise a lot of money here on Relevant Radio, because
one last joke.
Oh, okay, one more. This is you could go all night. I know. You could do a whole other set here, but okay, let's hear the last one.
What did one wall say to the other wall?
What did one wall say to the other wall? Tell me.
Meet you at the corner.
Meet you at the corner. Well, Michaela, I gotta tell you, that was really well done. You're doing a great job. And hey, these jokes, they're worth a lot. They're worth a lot, because I know people are gonna call in and donate right now. 1-877-291-0123. Yeah, Michaela.
Tell Lucas I say hi.
I will tell. Hey, Lucas. Michaela says hi.
Hi, Michaela.
All right, Michaela. Thank
Bye-bye.
You, sweetheart. We'll talk to you later, okay? All right, thanks. That was my daughter, Michaela, calling in. And yeah, producer Lucas calls every night before the show starts. We pray together, pray for a good show. And so she talks to Lucas every night. So, Lucas, you're really part of the family. So
highlight of my day.
Hi. That's amazing. So that was Michaela, everybody. So, as Michaela said, these are some really expensive jokes. She may be the highest paid comedian in the business right now, because, hey, she wants you to donate. That was her effort to try to entertain you and get you to donate right now, 877-291-0123. And anything you donate right now is going to be matched 100%. It's a matching hour. We have generous, generous partners in our partnership challenge that want to match anything that you will give right now on relevantradio.com or through the Relevant Radio app. That's pretty special. That's pretty special. And I enjoyed that. There was some new stuff I hadn't heard before, so I was glad she threw something in for me. And it was good stuff. Well, you know, the fact that she has a hold of her mom's smartphone kind of worries me a little bit, but this is why we need to talk about the morality of technology. We need to talk about how to handle it from a Catholic perspective. And we were talking about AI before Michaela came on, before our last little pitch break there, artificial intelligence. And Father Eric Salabier had this quote that technology is judged by morality. Well, you've heard about machine learning. That's one aspect of artificial intelligence. What about machine ethics? Is that even possible? Well, there's a professor at Notre Dame University in South Bend, Indiana, Mark Graves. And he recently delivered a lecture. It was the Dean's Lecture, called Robots Reading Theology, AI, Cultural Analytics, and Machine Ethics. And he actually cited the angelic doctor, St. Thomas Aquinas. We just talked about him yesterday. You know, he was quoted, we were talking about, you know, is it okay for Catholic men to cry? And he said yes. Jesus said yes, too. But St. Thomas Aquinas also can be quoted about a lot of different things. And so Notre Dame professor Mark Graves used Aquinas to talk about a kind of a machine ethics. Is there an ethics that we can apply to AI? Well, that's a really, really good question. And so a lot of people are thinking about this, and not only Catholics, but other people of faith too. Jewish thinkers, Muslim thinkers are trying to sort through all this. And recently there was a Protestant group of computer scientists that published a series of papers tackling the question of how can AI, you know, how can Christians use AI properly? Well, by the way, what is artificial intelligence? Well, it really can encompass a lot of different things. It's a very broad term. It can be everything from machine learning, and that's when you're on Amazon.com, and you keep getting these suggestions. Oh, you might want this, or stuff that happens in your email, on your Gmail, these ads. Oh, I just looked for this thing, like this pair of socks online the other day, and here it is in my email. Here's an ad for this. That's machine learning. They're learning your preferences, and they're trying to be helpful. Some people might find that a little bit creepy. There's also efforts to build devices that have the intellectual capacity equal to that of a human being. So AI can mean a lot of different things to a lot of different people. And there's a guy named Levi Checkitz who teaches religious studies and philosophy at Holy Names University in Berkeley. Holy Names University. I had not heard of that school. I'm assuming it refers to the Holy Names of Jesus and Mary. But this was quoted in the Crux Magazine article, which was called The Holy Ghost in the Machine, which is a cool title. And he actually did a doctoral dissertation on applying Catholic moral theology to new technologies. And so that's a really fascinating area of study. For example, something that Buster called earlier, one of our callers who called in from Washington, D.C., talked about the capacity of these robots to maybe carry weapons on the battlefield. Will a machine be able to follow the responsibilities of ethical warfare, just war theory? Again, think about iRobot, you know, with Will Smith. So that's an interesting question. But also there's a question concerning work. Okay, think about self-driving cars. Tesla also is trying to produce a semi, like a big 18-wheeler type truck that will transport goods and services, the self-driving transport truck. And a lot of people are concerned about this because it could cost people their jobs. And there's a guy whose name is, I can't remember his first name. I'll have to look this up. But one of the scholars who's quoted in this article said, labor itself is seen as an important part of human dignity. Not just are people starving, but do people have the ability to work for a living, to meaningfully engage with the world? Will AI take that away from people? Will AI take that away? If you check on relevantradio.com and through the app, I just put out a talk for our 19 on the 19th series. It's about St. Joseph and the sanctification of work. It's an important theological topic. Check that talk out. See what you think. Can AI really take away meaningful work for people? Is that something we should be concerned about? We're going to talk about that after this quick break as well, and much, much more. You're listening to The Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio. If you want to call in, if you have a take on this, 888-914-9149 is the number to call. You can also tweet at me at Cale Clark, C-A-L-E, Clark with an E. You know what? Relevant Radio, as we've said before so many, many times, is in the business of connecting people with Christ. When that happens, real miracles happen in people's lives. So here is a miracle moment for you.
Changing lives in your neighborhood and across America. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
I've learned what I know about the Catholic Church from you and from all of your colleagues at Relevant Radio. I've learned a lot about my faith and the real presence, and I have a real commitment to that. Now people in the Bible study are starting to come to me and asking me questions about the Catholic Church. I can't thank you enough for being there.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. Relevant Radio is listener-supported radio.
We're only able to broadcast because of your generous support.
Give a tax-deductible gift online at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app.
We'd love to hear from you if you've never donated before. It's fast, easy, tax-deductible, and you can give in any amount. Call and donate now. 1-877-291-0123. That's 1-877-291-0123.
Tim right here joining Kale Clark, and we have exciting news. We've had 55 people step up. That's been you reaching out, responding to our pledge drive this summer. If you would like to be one of the people reaching out and responding, donating to Relevant Radio, the number is 1-877-291-0123. Easiest way to donate, though, is at relevantradio.com. or the Relevant Radio app, and we are at 12,000. We're working our way towards 75,000. You have about 15 minutes, so if you can, please give whatever gift you can. Maybe someone here can help fill in the gap. What are we, 12,000? Kale, what is that? We need about 63
more
thousand.
We need a lot.
Yeah, we need a lot.
So you know what? It's a matching hour. Like Timory said, we only have 15 minutes left, and this is really your last chance to call in. If you want to support the Kale Clark Show on Relevant Radio, if you like the show, if you've learned something from it, if you've been entertained at some level from it, and it's helped you in your relationship with God, call in right now, 877-291-0123. Again, if you can't give, we totally understand. It's been a really, really tough year. It's been a tough 24 months for a lot of people with COVID and everything that's going on in the economy. That's okay. We ask you to pray. Pray that God will move the heart of someone who can give, who's been entrusted with a lot. And everything that's given during these next 15 minutes is going to be matched 100%. And so we've had some really large gifts, Timory, over the course of this day. During the Faith Explained Hour, a gentleman called in and gave $8,000. Very, very nice. And so we do really appreciate those larger gifts. Some people can afford to give that. And it's really all about stewardship. We've been given time, we've been given talent, we've been given treasure, and we got to put it all at God's disposal. And one great way to help build the kingdom, and you know it's going to be a good investment because it's an investment in souls, something that's going to stand the test of time and go right through time into eternity. And you'll find out on the other side how many people you impact. And you've heard the miracle moments. You know what can happen when people discover Relevant Radio. 1-877-291-0123. If you give online at relevantradio.com or through the app, there's also a special bonus, Timory, that people can get, right?
Yes, they can receive a special bonus. If they give online, there's a talk by our very own here, Josh Raymond and Patrick Madrid, and it's a talk about helping loved ones return back to the faith, or maybe a faith that they never even knew. You know, so often we're so concerned about how can we reach this friend, this family member. Well, Relevant Radio, we are here with you praying, and we're here with you giving you tools as well to do this. So please reach out and respond, because you don't know who's being touched by Relevant Radio. The number's 1-877-291-0123, relevantradio.com, or the Relevant Radio app. This is so much fun. Join us.
Explaining the faith so you can explain it to others. It's the Kale Clark Show on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
Hey, welcome back to the show. We're talking about artificial intelligence and its dangers, its potential benefits for us as people of faith. We're going to go to the phones right now. Nikki is calling from Monterey, California. Hey, Nikki.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for calling.
My first time calling, and I have started to listen to Relevant Radio more and more, even though I wasn't part of the Catholic Church, but I'm finding a lot of peace listening to Relevant Radio, I have to say. So I learn more and more from you guys all the time.
I'm so humbled to hear that. Thank you, Nikki. That's really humbling to hear, and we're so happy to be part of your spiritual journey, and that's great. Thank you for saying that.
Yeah, thank you. And don't stop what you're doing. I called today because I've attended UC Santa Cruz and I was in technology while I was there. I left that school for other reasons, political.
Okay.
But I want to tell you, I work in augmented reality, which is one step down from virtual reality, but very similar. And the things that I started working on with some of the master's students there, even though I wasn't a master's student, and some of the things that we talked about doing I want to tell you I'm very concerned, and with talking to other people, this is a double-edged sword, as I said. Mm-hmm. There are things that can be created, apps, to where maybe you could film your loved ones, your pets. Let's say an idea I had to where you could view them in virtual reality afterwards or augmented reality so that you could put them right over in your living room so yeah. you could still see them. And that's a wonderful thing, but people may delve. I mean, you can create worlds that you just couldn't imagine,
mm-hmm.
okay,
yeah.
and ones that you could, and they just wanted to see. But as people become more and more enticed with these things and they give more and more power, there's several levels here I want to talk about. First is the enticement, and it takes you away from God's real world
yeah.
and reality and focusing on God. And not just the church, but actually God in your spiritual journey with Him, not with some avatar, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The other part of it is military using it. Yes, there are systems that are set up that can actually, if something happens to the pilot, that these things can still carry out the mission. Okay? Now,
yep.
what happens
drones
if there's a
stuff.
Glitch in the system? And who and what if they declared war's over and this thing still carries out its mission to kill millions of people?
Yeah, there are a lot of potential problems with tech and things that could go wrong. There are things that can go wrong when humans make decisions as well, of course. I'm not saying, you know, one's better than the other, but I really think it's of interest what you're saying with respect to AR, augmented reality. That's another aspect of tech, where things are headed. There's been so much talk about Apple potentially developing a set of AR glasses that people can wear, projecting different things. You could be walking by a store and it could tell you, oh, here are the sales. It'll just kind of flash in front of your eyes on the glasses, all that sort of stuff. But does this take us away from another kind of AR that you mentioned, Nikki? Actual reality. Is it too much? And I tend to think that I wouldn't want this. I wouldn't want this. I certainly wouldn't want it all the time. I could see how it could be useful at times. But there's so many ethical questions that come here. And, you know, in fact, there was a Presbyterian pastor in Florida by the name of Christopher Benick. He's actually arguing that robots can somehow, through AI, come to know God. I don't think this is possible. I think this is crazy talk. I think he lives in Florida, but he's departed from the sunny shores of reality. I don't think that's possible. I don't think robots can be redeemed. David Chang, I mentioned that Crux article I talked about earlier. He's an associate prof of computer science and engineering at Notre Dame. He's not concerned about this at all. He says, listen, robots utilize, in essence, brute force methods, not the kind of processes that the human brains have. They don't have freedom. Artificial intelligence will never be truly intelligent because these robots lack freedom. They're not going to be able to get into an actual relationship with the divine. That's absolutely not at all possible. But there's so many things that we could talk about. We're running out of time here, but we'll bring this up again on the Cale Clark Show. And I do thank Pope Francis for raising this topic, because just as he raised concern for the environment, and a lot of people think maybe he's out of his depth talking about climate change and stuff, maybe so, but we do have to take care of our common home, the Earth. And a lot of people are also thanking him for drawing attention to this kind of tech, because as Catholics, we have to sort this out. We have to deal with it. We have to keep asking those questions, having this conversation. So thanks, Nikki, for calling in from Monterey, California. Glad to be part of your journey here on Relevant Radio. Well, these hours go by quick, don't they? Well, we're not quite done yet. We've got a few minutes left here on the Cale Clark Show. Be right back after this really, really quick moment.
We are so excited to be with you here today. It's Cale Clark and Timmery, and we are asking you for the last time right now, Cale, last time live, to support the Cale Clark Show, relevantradio.com, Relevant Radio app. The number's 1-877-291-0123.
Yeah, just the way our pledge drive schedule goes here, and this is our Reach Out and Respond summer campaign here in the month of August. The Cale Clark Show, Trending with Timory. We don't have pitch breaks tomorrow, which will be a relief, I guess, to maybe a lot of you. But so this is really our last chance here on this Thursday evening to support the programming that you're listening to on relevantradio.com, the Relevant Radio app, and, of course, on our almost 200 stations across the United States, and, of course, people listening all around the world through the net, 877-291-0123. I want to remind you that all gifts are tax deductible in the United States. And not only that, we have a 100% matching hour. For these next few minutes, these next 4 minutes, any gift that you give of any size is matched 100%. And this is an investment in eternity, really. You're going to get a 100% return on this investment because it's going to be matched and it's going to do a lot of good. We can promise you that. Plus 10% goes to support work on the ground, the crisis in Haiti, and you can help people who are really suffering. So you really can't lose all around. Call right now, 877-291-0123, Timory.
And we're also asking people to join a recurring gift club where you can donate monthly here to Relevant Radio. We need more people to step up and say, hey, I understand you have costs and costs that continue to build month to month. I'm not just going to give today. I'd like to give maybe $25 a month or $100 a month. Whatever you can give, we are asking you to support us today and being a part of our recurring gift club because there are special perks that we have just for you.
That's right, the St. Joseph Recurring Gift Society. We pray for all of the members of those of that society during the chaplet with Drew Mariani, which happens every day during the Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio. At the Mass. And there's also special times on feast days of St. Joseph, March the 19th, May the 1st, the Feast of St. Joseph the Worker. We remember all of our St. Joseph Society members in really special ways. We pray for them. We pray for everybody who donates because we are a family here at Relevant Radio. We need to support each other and we all play different roles in God's church, in the world. We've all been given different gifts and talents and some have been given a lot of resources as well. So if you can make a large gift, why not? Think about it. Maybe you've been thinking about it for years and you've been listening to Relevant Radio for years. Maybe God is saying now is the time to actually get on board and show some concrete support for what we're doing. 877-291-0123, relevantradio.com, and the Relevant Radio app. But I got to tell you, Timory, God loves a cheerful giver. So we don't want to, you know, we don't want to coerce anybody. It's got to be joyful. It's got to be because you really want to do it.
And thank you to those cheerful givers. We've just had another $2,000 come in. So we're at $14,000.
Wow, thank you.
For this hour. Thank you, because every bit counts. Maybe you take us $50 closer to our goal. Maybe you take us $50,000 closer to our goal. That's right. We're asking for as great of a gift as you yourself can give. We're in the need of $2.7 million. We're about 75% of the way there, and they're just hours over the next, you know, few hours and into part of tomorrow where people have the opportunity to give. So give now, relevantradio.com.
Yeah, it's so great. I'm confident we'll hit our target. We are almost there. We're still climbing up that mountain. And I just want to thank everybody in our last couple of moments here. I want to thank everybody who donated this week. I want to thank everybody who's prayed for the program, who's listening to the program. We get so many notes and emails thanking us for what we're doing. It is our pleasure. I am always touched by these notes because just to think that something that, you know, we might have said got you closer to God, I'm just so thankful to be a small part of that and just to kind of just be here for you. And I'm so thankful for everybody who's listening to the program. 877-291-0123, relevantradio.com, the Relevant Radio app. You can also give there too, and you'll get a lot of great gifts from us too. You can check them out on the website, on the app. So thankful for your support. Reach out and respond right now, relevantradio.com, 877-291-0123.